Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Finally, after a long and tedious search, you were finally given an opportunity to be part of a company. The only thing is, they're asking you to go through training. What can you do when it comes to acing your training? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, welcome to another episode of the Get Hired podcast. Today, we are going to talk about acing your training. But before we do that, don't forget to tap follow Nita's Ating podcast, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or everywhere else. Just hit follow to make sure that you will get a notification din sa ating susunod na mga episodes. We have more coming, not just about answering common job interview questions na hindi pa natin nakocover in our previous episodes. By the way, if you haven't listened to those, go ahead and check it out. It's a good place to start if you start with the very first episode, yung Tell Me Something About Yourself, which is talagang parang, I would say, maybe 80% of the time, tinatanong talaga yan. So, hindi lang ganun, we're going to venture into career advice, practical tips, at marami pang iba. Okay? Now, why am I making this episode? I'm making this episode in response to a small trickle, sabi na lang natin trickle para medyo conservative, of messages I've been getting from people listening to this podcast na nahahire na. Now, when they say that nahire sila, ang kadalasan na process dyan really is training. A lot of people are excited because they just really want to get that opportunity. So excited sila sa training nila. There are some people who are a little bit worried because they're not sure. Maybe it's their first time to undergo training kaya hindi nila alam kung ano mangyayari doon. Pero meron ding mga handful of people who are scared. So hindi na lang talaga sila worried. Talagang full-blown scared sila. There was even one brave soul who told me that she was worried na baka maligwak siya or maybe maka mag-fail siya sa training because it already happened before. Now, very common sa BPO industry, sa business process outsourcing industry, na magkaroon ng onboarding and or training. Now, if you're not familiar with those terms and yung difference nila, medyo industry term kasi siya minsan, hindi naman eksakto tong definition na to, but it's usually how it's used. Onboarding usually happens when you are welcomed into the company and they're trying to get you to know them better. This is where the company representative would talk about their vision, their mission, their goals, their five-year plan, yung mga opportunities available sa inyo, ano yung mga programs for employees, how do they do their employee engagement, may mga summer team building ba sila, meron ba silang scholarships if you want to take a master's degree, language courses, etc. Okay, and usually yung onboarding. This is where some of them even give out mga swag. So, jackets, payong, ganun. Minsan, even tools of the trade. And it's usually a fun experience. Now, sa totoo lang, hindi ko masasabi 100% kung ano yung nangyayari dyan. Kasi nung ako yung naging part ng isang company, medyo pinahabol kami. So, hindi kami dumaan dun sa onboarding mismo. But we were sent straight to training. Usually kasi yung onboarding, maybe 1 week yan or 2 weeks, tapos training naman. Now, yung training is more skills-based. usually focus niya is to make sure that you are well equipped once you hit the floor or once you become part of the team that you're going to be assigned to or pag binigyan ka na ng actual responsibility sa company. So ibig sabihin nun, again, skills training siya, communication, kung ano yung mga tools na ginagamit, programs na ginagamit, ano yung language, paano sila nagsasend ng emails. No, it's very rare that companies, especially the big ones, use the systems that are public to us. So, ibig sabihin, hindi maasahan na Gmail yan. So, meron silang sarili nilang mga applications. And of course, you need to get used to how it's used inside the company. Okay, yun yung training. And the thing is, more and more these days, ha, even with my conversations with different HR directors, mga training personnel, mga training specialists sa iba-ibang mga companies, including BPO companies, na pag-uusapan yung fact that they no longer hire based on skills, as in dapat 100% skillful ka. But they're more willing to let people go through training, see if they're a good fit, alam niyo yun, kung matututo sila, makakapag-adapt sila. And doon yung paraan para ma-impress mo sila. And it could be a good step towards your future regularization just in case na merong ganong clause sa inyong contract. Okay? Now, more about that maybe in a later episode. But the idea really is, training is kind of a school. Okay? So, sa mga kinabahan dyan, kasi parang, oh no, kala ko nakatakas na ako sa school. Bakit school na naman? Ganun talaga. Ang real life is isang malaking eskwelahan din. Ganun pa rin, may mga interactions with other people. And of course, there are lessons to be learned. And pagdating sa training, meron din kayong mga instructor. Merong magte-train sa inyo, may magme-mentor sa inyo. And may mga times na may quizzes din, may tests din, may mga practical activities at exercises din. So, ang susi talaga dito is for you to be able to maximize yung inyong pagkakatuto habang nasa training pa kayo. And of course, dun sa kabilang kamay, dapat kahit pa paano ma-prove mo that you are worthy of that slot. Kasi totoo yun, yung nagsabi sa akin na may time na naligwak daw siya or na tanggal siya sa position kasi hindi siya nakapasa sa training, it really happens. Okay, and sa experience ko may ganun, meron kaming batchmate na hindi siya able to keep up, so he was asked to leave the program. Meron ding iba na after a few weeks after ng training, because they weren't able to maximize the training, yun, they had to leave the company then. So talaga ito yung parang molding na nangyayari to make sure that you are going to be a working cog in the system sa inyong company. Now, how do you make sure that you make the most out of it? Okay. Now, ang first kong ipapayo as someone who went through training and someone who trained newbies din is this. It's actually going to form a word na synonym din sa young boy or sa young man. So, ang ating acronym for today or mnemonic device natin for today is LAD. L-A-D. And yung L, the first step, is to listen to learn. Now, I've been saying this time and time again mula sa mga educational content sa Team Laika channel, sa videos ko sa TikTok, etc. Very important for you to listen. Listen, listen, listen. And when I say listen to learn, hindi lang siya to learn new things, but kasi there are things you also have to unlearn. Okay? One of the struggles that I noticed sa ibang mga sabi natin batchmates ko sa trainings that I've had before or even sa people that I trained nung ako na yung trainer at the training specialist is that pag galing sila sa ibang company and meron na silang mga natutunan na mga habits or tools or a way of maybe writing, speaking, or doing things, tapos tinuturuan sila ng bago doon sa bagong company, nahihirapan sila mag-adjust. They would even say things like, eh, mas sanay ako dito, or it's easier like this, or my previous company did it like this. Now, that could be a good suggestion if taken na tama yung context, tama yung approach, tama yung tono. Pero minsan, yung sabihin natin katigasan ng ulo na yon na parang, hindi, ito yung nakasanayan ko, this is how I do things, kayong mag-adjust sa akin. That could be parang ding sa inyong image and sa pagtanggap sa inyo nun sa bagong company. So again, you have to listen, listen, listen. You may have to set aside the things that you already know para you can learn and adapt dun sa kung ano yung nangyayari ngayon. Kasi again, no, kahit na naging part na tayo ng mga previous company, what you have to understand is this is an opportunity for a fresh start. So, mas maganda if we take in everything that we could muna. No, yan ang isa sa mga napaka-importanting lessons in life. A lot of people really don't like it, and I understand. Yung kasabihan na, di ba, marami kang makakaining bigas, o papunta ka pa lang, pabalik na ako. Medyo, ano siya, parang i-invalidate yung, ano mo, yung ideas mo, or parang minimize yung kakayanan mo. Pero, pagbago ka sa isang company, again, no, to, ano to, ha, with ano to, with moderation, wag naman yung sobrang dungo-dungo tayo or na-abuse na tayo, hindi pa tayo pumapalag. Pero sa simula, mas maganda if you can read the room first, kind of test the waters, ano ba yung nangyayari. Mas maganda if you listen more kesa for you to speak more, lalo na kapag nasa training ka pa lang. Okay? Now, we're going to take a quick break before we talk about the next two tips. And while we're doing that, let me just talk to you about one of the podcasts with Podcast Network Asia. It's called Chink Positive. It's hosted by one of my personal mentors, financial coach, and the broadcaster, TikToker din, Mr. Chinky Tan. Go ahead and listen to him and his stories, his tips on how to handle your money. Dahil kung trainee ka na, nagsisimula na rin ang sweldo. Ang importante, kadalasan, hindi yung amount na sinusweldo, but yung amount na sinasave. So learn more about how to handle your money well and stay positive with Chink Positive on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast. Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Alright, so lad tayo, right? So first letter, L, listen. Listen, listen, listen. Huwag muna tayong bibibo ng pagsasalita kung hindi pa natin masyadong alam. Okay, so again, medyo, I guess, underrated yung skill ng pagiging attentive, lalo na these days. People are too eager sometimes na bumida-bida, di ba? Pagdating sa training, parang you want to prove na, oh, I'm better than the rest of my batchmates. Pero again, much like a real school, it's really not about that. It's about you trying to glean as many information and as much as you could from the training process. So again, listen. Now, the second tip, letter A, you have to ask. Ask. Ask, because if you ask, you can learn what you weren't able to learn by yourself. Now, this is where it gets a little bit personal for me. I'm rather good at listening. A lot of people assume na hindi yun totoo kasi nga with all the content I make, parang lagi daw akong may kuda or bakit ang dami mong sinasabi lagi. Parang they assume that I'm a very talkative person. Now, I could be, especially if I'm comfortable sa isang sitwasyon or if I'm with people I trust. But pagdating sa training, pagdating sa bagong situation na hindi ko kilala yung mga kasama ko, I tend to be more on the quiet side. So yung listening is not really a huge problem for me. I like listening to people kasi that is how I get to know them. My problem was yung tip number two, yung ask. Hindi ako magtanong ng question. Nahihiya ako. Nahihiya ako kasi I have this notion. I don't know if some of you are like that, then let me know na lang. Pero yung parang ayokong mag-take up ng time ng ibang tao. And one of the things that I wish I did more nung nasa training ako, and then I hit the floor, ibig sabihin naging part na talaga ako ng workplace, is ask. Kasi may mga bagay na simple na hindi ko natanong sa trainer namin. Instead, I would ask some of my batchmates, di ba? Nahihiya kasi ako. Kasi when I got sa BPO, Nung time na yon, it was my very first time. And most of my batchmates were tenured reps. Ibig sabihin, nag-work na sila sa BPO company before. Alam na nila how to work a phone, how to work yung system. Alam nila yung mga iba-iba, ibig sabihin ng mga auxes, mga ganon. And again, these are industry terms and they're tossing around. No? Pero ako wala akong idea at all. And ang nangyari, may mga bagay na hindi ko pa alam. Tapos nandun na ako sa floor nung time na yon. I would have to wait until siguro the break or minsan ibubulong ko lang dun sa aking mentor bago ko magtanong. When I could have asked it earlier, di ba? Kasi ano naman eh, tinatanong din naman ng trainer, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for me? Merong mga personal and one-on-one din talaga na evaluations where they ask if you have anything else you want to know. Hindi ko tinanong. Sayang. Sayang lang. Sayang yung stress. Ngayon ko naiisip na I could have saved myself a lot of stress and worry kung tinanong ko lang maaga kaysa nung nasa floor na ako, doon ko siya sinubukang i-discover, no? Now, of course, I didn't really do badly naman. No? Wala naman akong nawalang pera or na-disgruntled ng customer because I didn't know what to press. Siyempre, ano naman ako, nagtatanong naman ako before ako ma-face talaga doon sa actual problem. Pero I just wish I asked the trainer instead of maybe someone else. Now, dito na rin papasok yung limitation itong tip na to. Kasi one thing I noticed, not just when I was in training, but when I was already training people, na may mga tao who would keep asking questions, as in, same question over and over again, na you start wondering, nakinig ba sila the first time? Meron ding people who would ask questions when the answer is right in front of them. A lot of companies, they have their own parang encyclopedia of knowledge din. So parang Google din yun kung may mga questions ka about the system, the process. Makakakita ka din ng learning resources sa loob ng company. Pero they wouldn't even check that. Kakalabitin na lang nila yung katabi nila. Tapos tatalongin nila yun kung anong gagawin nila. Tatalongin nila yung mentor nila. And that is usually the problem why naiinis yung ibang mentor. So I'm actually saying this na, of course, ask, don't be afraid to ask questions. But ang gusto kong i-suggest sa inyo would be, when you ask questions, make sure that you made an effort to learn it by yourself. Then, kaya nga again, the complete line is to ask to learn what you couldn't learn by yourself. Okay? So kung hindi ka sure, magtanong. Diba? If hindi ka talaga sigurado, tinry mo hanapin pero hindi mo makita yung sagot, magtanong ka. Okay? Huwag kayong matakot magtanong. Sabi nga, di ba, sa commercial, huwag mahihiyang magtanong. Now, the third tip is to do. Okay? So, lad to, listen, ask, do. Now, yung third tip is also very important and I'm saying it again based on my experience. Kasi nung ako ay nag-training, I noticed some of my batchmates or even ako at times, no, pag tinanong na or nanghingi ng volunteer yung aming trainer na oh, who wants to do this mock call or who wants to try yung program, I would rarely raise my hand. Hindi ako nag-volunteer to do things habang my training wheels pa. So I would try to imagine it in my head, ano yung mga pipindutin. So gumagawa ako, nagpa-play out ako ng scenarios in my head. Nagpa-practice ako in my own time o kaya sa pag-break. Pero hindi ko siya ginawa talaga. Hindi ako as active as I could have been, sabihin na natin, dun sa training. And because of that, the first few times that I was in a mock call or nandun ako sa floor na ino-observe pa ako ng aking mga trainer or ng aking mentor, nandun yung kaba. So I just wanted to tell you to do things while you're in training din. Mag-volunteer kayo kung naghahanap sila ng volunteer. Subukan ninyo. Habang may training wheels pa, habang may magre-review pa ng email mo, subukan ninyo. So huwag kayong matakot na sumubok. Huwag kayong matakot na gawin yung mga kailangan mong gawin. Kasi the beauty of you being in training is, if you make mistakes, it's still not entirely your fault. Kasi meron pang nakatingin sa inyo eh. So kung makakalusot yung ginawa mo tapos mali, 'di ba? Yung supervisor mo or yung trainer mo naman talagang at fault doon kasi bakit hindi niya ni-review. And that is a good way for you to kind of gain your confidence. So gawin niyo. Pag nanghingi ng volunteer, mag-volunteer ka, subukan mo talaga. Kasi there are things that we cannot learn until we actually do it with our own two hands. Or unless na tayo na mismo rin yung talagang nandoon sa sitwasyon na yon. So make sure that you do what you need to do. And as soon as you possibly can, ha? Before the training wheels come off. A man can theorize kung paano sumakay sa bike, di ba? Parang iisipin ko, sige, hingi ako na payo sa inyo, paano ba sumakay ng bike? In-notes ko lahat na sasabihin nyo sa akin kung ano yung gagawin ko. I can keep asking questions. Okay, so paano pagliliko? Paano pag magbabalance ako? Should I use my right foot sa pedal or hindi? Pero unless you do it, unless you actually ride a bike, hindi mo pa rin masasabi na matututo ka. Okay? Kasi hindi iba yung theory sa practice. So make sure that you do what you're asked to do. Huwag masyadong mahihiya kung hindi sure magtanong, kung hindi naman alam or gusto pang malaman, makinig. Ganun lang naman kasimple. And I'm sure you're going to ace your training. And yes, meron pa rin quizzes, may activities, minsan may mga standards. Pag may exam ka na hindi napasa, hindi ka tutuloy sa program. May mga ganong klase na limitations din minsan pagdating sa training. So make sure that you keep asking questions. Make sure that you find out what you could. And make sure din na you can focus on the task at hand. A lot of people also focus on relationships eh. Parang gusto mo na agad ng kasabay mag-lunch, ganun. Pero ang sigurang mapapayo ko din sa inyo would be to make sure that make socializing a priority but not the priority. Kasi you really are there, first and foremost din, to learn. Again, it's a lot like school. So kung kumaga-school bukol tayo noon, pagdating sa training sa trabaho, lalo na for a job that you really wanted and needed to get, make sure that you do your part as a good student, as a good learner. Okay? So yan, I wish you well. Lahat kayo na mag-training na. Excited ako sa inyo. It was also around Christmas time na ako ay nagsimula ng training ko when I was part of the BPO industry before. And I remember those days with a lot of, ano ba, parang nostalgia din. The good kind, ha? Kasi I did have a lot of experience there. Tapos meron ako mga friends na hanggang ngayon friends ko pa rin sila. So I'm grateful for that. Okay? So kaya ninyo yan. And again, if you want more tips, you can go through our library of content dito sa Get Hired Podcast. You can go and visit our YouTube channel sa Team Laika. You can look for the Get Hired Playlist. You can also access that by typing bit.ly/gethiredplaylist and mahanap ninyo yung mga videos na in a resume writing, cover letter writing, application email writing, etc. And don't forget to follow this podcast. We have more episodes coming up, like I said. And again, this podcast is created for you. I just really want you to land your dream job. And I believe in you, tandaan niyo yan. And I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.